Christian leadership, finances, faithful stewards, neglect is robbery. Let all who fear God come up to the help of the Lord and show themselves faithful stewards. The truth must go to all parts of the world. I have been shown that many in our churches are robbing God in tithes and offerings. God will execute upon them just that which He has declared. To the obedient, He will give rich blessings. To the transgressor, a curse. Every man who bears the message of truth to our churches must do his duty by warning, educating, rebuking. Any neglect of duty which is a robbery toward God means a curse upon the delinquent. Faithful in paying tithes. This is not a request of man. It is one of God's ordinances, whereby His work may be sustained and carried on in the world. God help us to repent. Return unto me, He says, and I will return unto you. Men who have a desire to do their duty have it all laid down in clear lines in this chapter. No one can excuse himself from paying his tithes and offerings to the Lord. Finances to be managed by businessmen. It is a great mistake to keep a minister who is gifted with power to preach the gospel constantly at work in business matters. He who holds forth the word of life is not to allow too many burdens to be placed upon him. He must take time to study the word and to examine self. If he closely searches his own heart and gives himself to the Lord, he will better understand how to grasp the hidden things of God. The finances of the cause are to be properly managed by businessmen of ability. But preachers and evangelists are set apart for another line of work. Let the management of financial matters rest on others than those set apart for the work of preaching the gospel. Those in charge of the work have erred sometimes in permitting the appointment of men devoid of business tact and ability to manage important financial interests. A man's fitness for one position does not always qualify him to fill another position. Experience is of great value. The Lord desires to have men of intelligence connected with His work, men qualified for various positions of trust in our conferences and institutions. Especially are consecrated businessmen needed, men who will carry the principles of truth into every business transaction. Those placed in charge of financial matters should not assume other burdens, burdens that they are incapable of bearing. Nor is the business management to be entrusted to incompetent men. Funds to be wisely invested. The men in positions of trust should regard the means they handle as God's revenue and use it in an economical manner. When there is an abundance in the treasury, they are not to invest it in adding building to building in places already provided with memorials for God. Hundreds of other places are in need of this money, that they too may have something established to represent the truth. All parts of the Lord's vineyard are to be worked. The power to use and disperse the Lord's money is not to be left to the judgment of any one man. 164-165